Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, together co-creating a world of harmony, peace, nonviolence, inclusive compassion, justice, health, wellness, and freedom for all. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. I am thrilled and very grateful that we are joined by Mike Weinberg. He is joining us from San Diego, California. And Mike is a volunteer organizer and vegan travel guide all over the world. And he's also a great vegan activist with many projects. And in today's interview, we will be focusing on Vegan Iceland coming up in July 2026, and also Vegan Himalayas, and that is May 2027 through Tibet, Bhutan, and Nepal, with an additional China add-on. So this is really great. And the last time I spoke with Mike was in 2018 on the inaugural vegan tour, which was Vegan Kilimanjaro. Welcome, Mike. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Marlene.
Well, there's so much to cover. I'm so excited about this. Let's start with your work with Vegan Kilimanjaro and then also all your other vegan projects that you have. And then we'll go into the upcoming trips of Vegan Iceland 2026 and also Vegan Himalayas in May of 2027.
Wonderful. Well, it all started back in 2017. I wanted to climb up Mount Kilimanjaro, but you have to do it as under a guide and a team. And I didn't want to be crammed into a food tent with a bunch of omnivores chewing on animals. So I figured the only way I'm going to get this done is to find a group of vegans that want to go with me. So that was the inaugural thought behind Vegan Kilimanjaro. And I was able to, through social media and emails and referrals, able to recruit 17 people to join me. And I worked with a guide company that totally veganized our tour. They even bought brand new utensils to cook in for us. And we had a fantastic time. It was a very hard climb. In retrospect, I should have chosen a longer trek than 6 days, but I figured, well, we're all vegans, we're all healthy. You know, we can do it in 6 days, which is like the minimum. But what turned out is the last day we hiked all day, got into camp at night. They gave us dinner. And then they said, okay, we'll wake you up about 1 a.m. to start your summit attempt. So the camp that we're at is called High Camp. Had over like 100 people with tons of tents there, all making preparations to summit. It was difficult to get any kind of rest. And so after all day of hiking, we get woken up at 1. By 2, we're starting up the trail. It's a 4,000-foot climb to the summit. And you start at 15,000 feet and end at 19,000 plus. And every step was painful. But to our surprise, or to my surprise, we had 14 of our 17 people made it to the summit. That was an 82% success rate, when the average success rate for a 6-day climb is 44%. So go vegan.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Mike and team. So let's hear about all your vegan activism projects.
The first one that I can talk about is when I do international travel, a lot of times it's difficult to find vegan food. And also to describe to people what is vegan, especially in a foreign language. So I started using Google Translate. I typed up a little card that says, this is vegan food and we don't eat this and this and this. And then I had Google Translate translate it one by one into over 100 languages. So this is online now. It's called V-Cards. And what you can do is you print out a page and then cut it into 6 little cards. And as you travel, you can hand a card to a chef or a waiter, and or a grocery store clerk and say, you know, this is what my requirements are, and it's in their language, but it's also got the English next to it in case there's kind of a mistranslation. And so this really makes it easy to travel the world and eat vegan.
Thank you. That's very helpful. And what are some of your other vegan activist activities?
Well, I have called the Vegan Diego blog, which accompanies my Vegan Diego directory. In San Diego, back in 2013 or 14, I had made the decision after probably 20 years of veganism that I was only going to patronize vegan restaurants for a number of reasons. No cross-contamination, no being inadvertently served some animal product, not having to watch other people around me chew on animals. So I decided I'm only going to patronize vegan restaurants here in San Diego. And there were only about a dozen at the time. And within a month, two abruptly closed. And I started to panic. I said, oh my gosh, my options are dwindling. So I said, what can I do to help promote vegan eateries? So I created the Vegan Diego directory, which started with about a dozen eateries. And then over the years, since 2014, I added in businesses and organizations and social groups. It grew to over 40 restaurants, 40 all vegan restaurants, and probably 500 or more businesses. It's shrunk down a little bit in recent years due to inflation. There's been a lot of struggling businesses out there in this economy, but there's still almost 500 listings in the directory, and I update it every month, and it's free and it's online for San Diego residents.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. And any other projects before we start talking about Vegan Iceland?
Well, the Vegan Diego blog is sort of an accompaniment. It's my kind of my instrument for online activism. So I'll go on to different sites, and if there's a discussion about veganism, I will put my two cents in, you know, try to engage with some of these anti-vegan type people and maybe give them some information they may not have had. Sometimes it leads to a good discussion and maybe kind of a meeting in minds, other times not. I mean, the vegan trolls have really taken over, and they don't listen to reason or to facts, and they're just there to make trouble. So I'm kind of shifting my online activism more to different campaigns and, you know, letters to congressmen, that type of stuff. But I also address some controversial topics in the blog itself, like vegan pets, yes or no, and I say yes. Do vegan options in non-vegan restaurants promote veganism or not? So those kind of controversial things that not all vegans agree on, but I put my opinion out there. And then in addition, I also, for my own personal eating at home, I follow a no sauce diet, no refined salt, oil, or sugar. So what I'll do is if there's a recipe I find online, I'll veganize it first if it needs to be, and then I'll remove all the refined salt, oil, and sugar with different substitutes that give you the same taste, but without the downsides of that. So I have over 100 recipes that are available online if people are interested in that as well. And those are the main projects, other than, you know, just activism with local protests and things and demonstrations. We recently won a court case against the San Diego Padres hosting a rodeo here, and got some, we didn't get a ban, but we got some major changes. So, and I was basically just sort of a participant, or actually an onlooker at the trial and things, but it was nice that the judge did rule a couple of things in our favor. So now I guess we can talk about vegan adventures.
Yes.
Okay. Well, since 2018, it turned out to be such a positive experience with a group of fellow vegans and climbing Kilimanjaro. I said, well, where do I want to go next? So next one was Antarctica. So I arranged with a cruise company to take, this also was another 17, this time different, mostly different participants. But we did Antarctica in 2019. And the key thing there is they gave us our own, they basically put us in the captain's dining room. We had our own dining room with our own chef. And it was wonderful because if we're eating out of the general population, the vegan food would get all snatched up and there wouldn't be any left for us. So it was really a treat and the food was fantastic. I also have to go back to Kilimanjaro. The food was fantastic. These guys are in these tents on the mountains at high altitudes, preparing food on their laps. And we just were fed fantastic food. It was amazing. So after Vegan Antarctica in 2019, I scheduled Vega Inca Trail. I'd always wanted to hike the Inca Trail, but COVID hit. So we had 2 years where we couldn't go. And finally we went in 2022. I had 12 participants. I'd had more, but you know, with the rescheduling and COVID and everything, we did end up with 12 participants, and that was fantastic. Another guided porter assisted trip, just like Kilimanjaro. Fantastic food. It's just amazing to me how these guys can prepare such great food, even cakes. They made cakes for us on the trail. It's amazing. Then in February of 2023, we did Vegan Uganda Gorillas, which was fantastic. We got to go to the wonderful gorilla center there in Rwanda. And then we crossed the border into Uganda and got to go hike through dense, very steep rainforest to see gorillas up close and personal. I mean, literally, you're not supposed to get within 100 feet of them, but if they come to you, and they did, you're just, it's so up close and personal, just an amazing experience. Do you want me to keep talking about the trips, or do you want to interject, or what? How yes. Do you want to do this?
Yes, yes, please keep talking about the trips.
Okay. So then the next year in June of 2024, we did Vegan Dolomites, that's the Italian Alps. And I couldn't find a tour company that would do it for any kind of reasonable price. So I ended up scheduling everything, renting vehicles, hotels, finding restaurants. Fortunately, we had one of our teammates was a native Italian, and she helped us put together some restaurant outings that we ensured we had all vegan food, which really was helpful. And that was a great trip. The Dolomites are just a beautiful mountain range. And then in the following year, May of 2025, we did Vegan Borneo Orangutans, another fantastic trip. Now, all of my trips involve some kind of physically challenging element. And this one was to climb a 13,000 foot mountain, Mount Kinabalu. And you go from sea level to 13,000 feet in less than 24 hours. And it was equally as challenging as Kilimanjaro. Oh yeah, also we did a Komodo add-on where we went to see the Komodo Islands to see the Komodo dragons. And that, to me, that was a highlight to get close to these animals. Fortunately, the one we were next to had just eaten, and they apparently, after they eat, they just kind of lay in the sun, very sleepy and tired and not aggressive at all. And that was just a highlight to be able to be up close to a Komodo dragon. And that brings us up to Vegan Iceland, which is coming up this July 2026. We're going to, it's sort of a hybrid trip. This is another one I couldn't find a guide company to do, so I had to organize everything. But we're going to hike, some of us are going to hike the Luga Vega Trail, which I like to call the Luga Vegan Trail. But it's a 4-day, 34-mile hike. And half of us are doing tents. I'm going to be doing it in tent, so I'll be carrying all my gear. And the other half are going to be doing huts. There's huts along the way. But we'll hike together because the huts and the tent campsites are together. And then we'll have a road trip after that to go see some really unique things in Iceland. And then a subset of that group, we're going to go over to Greenland for a week while it's still the territory of Denmark. And then come back and fly home from Iceland. So that's going to be a great trip. And we've got 18 signed up for that.
We're listening to Mike Weinberg, who's joining us for an interview on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Mike Weinberg as we hear about Vegan Himalayas. We're listening to the song From the Mountaintop by Will and Madeline Tuttle from their album Inspiration. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We're joined by Mike Weinberg for an interview. Mike is joining us from San Diego, California.
And normally I don't plan the next year's trip until current one's over, but I was looking for the best time to go to the Himalayas for 2027, and it turned out May was a good time. And in my research, I found a guide company that for a very, very reasonable price would do everything we wanted. We wanted to cover three countries, Tibet, Nepal, and Bhutan. And it involves all transportation, all vegan meals for a very reasonable price. I just started recruiting for that about a week ago, and we had an 18 team size. We got 18 filled up within a week, and I had 10 on the waiting list. So we're trying to increase the team size now based on the vehicles that are available. But we're all filled up, and it's just exciting to think about.
Thank you, Mike. And I see that you have a wait list too. So even though you're full, listeners could possibly still contact you to be on a wait list. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, it's over a year away at this point, and people's plans change and things happen. So if you're interested in anything like that, yeah, get on the wait list. So my email is the best way to contact me and get on the wait list. And it's mike.weinberg1952, which is my birth year, at gmail.com. So mike.weinberg1952 at gmail.com.
Thank you, Mike. And I think it's fascinating that you've been doing all these great vegan trips since 2018, starting with vegan Kilimanjaro. And I also love that it's not just focusing on vegan food that you have as part of your adventures, that it's vegan attire and vegan gear. Can you please talk about that?
Yes. The goal is to show what's possible with a vegan lifestyle. So that not only includes the food, but also the gear, like if people, and I encourage if people have pre-vegan, I call them pre-vegan companions that want to come with them, that's great. As long as they agree to wear, eat all vegan food and gear, and basically be a vegan while they're with us. And we've had a number of those, and I can't say that they've been converted to veganism, but, you know, spending a week or two with a bunch of vegans has to have some kind of influence. So that's kind of a positive thing. And then with the companies that I work with, that's also part of my mission, is to kind of show them that there's vegan travelers out there. So they learn how to provide vegan food and vegan accommodations. Sometimes it's hard in fixed hotels to have everything vegan in there, but I insist at least we don't have any down comforters or wool blankets, that we have synthetics and synthetic pillows. And that's actually getting easier over time. The Dolomites was a bit of a challenge. They really like their down duvets and pillows up there, but we managed to convince them to provide synthetic for us. So that was good.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. Could you please give us a recap of Vegan Iceland and also Vegan Himalayas?
Yeah, so Vegan Iceland is going to be in July, this coming July, 2026. It'll start, for those that want to, a four-day hike of the Lugavega Trail, followed by our road trip. And there's a Greenland add-on for those of us that want to go over to Greenland. And then the following year, in May of 2027, will be Vegan Himalayas. It's going to go from start in Tibet. And exciting thing I didn't mention is that there's an Everest base camp on the Tibet side where you can see a view of Mount Everest, and you just drive up to it. If you were on the Nepal side, it's a 10-day hike to get to the Everest Base Camp in Nepal. So we're going to get to see Everest up close and personal. And then we travel into Nepal, and then we'll fly from Nepal to Bhutan. And then there's also a China add-on for people that want to do that. It's actually going to precede it, but some people want to visit Beijing and Xi'an, where the famous terracotta warriors are, prior to the vegan Himalayas trip. But the tour company is arranging it, so the one will merge right into the other. So we're very excited about that.
That's fantastic. Thank you. And Mike, also the information that you gave about the V-cards and the Vegan Diego blog and directory and the 100 recipes, the SOS, no salt, oil, or sugar recipes, I'll put those internet links on my website. But could you please repeat some of that information for our listeners?
Yes. Yeah, so the Vegan Diego directory, it lists all the vegan eateries, businesses, organizations, and social groups. There's nearly 600 of those in San Diego County, and it's to help promote vegan businesses and entities in our area. Then the Vegan Diego blog addresses some controversial issues that not all vegans agree on, and it's also a form of online activism where I record different responses I've made to vegan posts and things like that. And then for ensuring vegan meals while you travel, there's V cards. These are little business size cards that you can hand to a chef or a waiter or a grocery store clerk to make sure all the food you get is vegan. And then the no sauce recipes are, there's over 100 of those divided among toppings and meals and treats that feature no refined salt, oil, or sugar, totally healthy. And those recipes are also available online. And I think that's it.
Thank you, Mike. And again, for interested folks to contact you about any of those projects that you just mentioned with the V-cards, the Vegan Diego blog and directory, and the 100 recipes, and the information about your vegan trips and the upcoming ones to vegan Iceland, July 2026, and vegan Himalayas, which is Tibet, Nepal, and Bhutan, and the optional China add-on in May of 2027, that they can contact you at your email, which is mike.weinberg1952@gmail.com. So it's Mike, M-I-K-E dot Weinberg, W-E-I-N-B-E-R-G, 1952@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Perfect.
Yes, great, great. Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you. I get so inspired and empowered when I come across vegan activists such as yourself who year after year after year keep going, never give up. And like you mentioned, all the trolls that are coming out, yet that doesn't stop you. It is empowering to continue to create the beautiful vegan world. Thank you.
And I want to congratulate you as well. I think since 2015, you've been doing your radio show, which is an amazing track record, and just equal kudos to you for all you do for the cause.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
And I really appreciate you doing this and everything you've done over the many years. So we're kind of kindred spirits that way.
Thank you.
There's a time in early hours when we're all just shades of gray, walking alone. And memories
listening to Cobbin Works. This is Dr. Neil Barnard's band. Louder Than Words. For our listeners, I have additional news, recent vegan news that I would like to share with you. On Sunday, March 15th, 2026, approximately 100 activists, including vegan activists from San Diego, Los Angeles, and the UK, entered a carnist facility in the state of Wisconsin, USA. I want to let you know that I will be using vegan abolitionist language in sharing this news and my opinion. The activists entered a quote-unquote breeding barn, where females are exploited for their power to give birth. The offspring of those females are then sold into the vivisection industry. In this case, it was beagles. The activists rescued 30 puppies.
They don't need to come through the window.
22 of those puppies are now in undisclosed rescue homes. 8 of the beagles were intercepted by the police, and those females and males were returned back into slavery, into the carnist facility. The recording that we're hearing of the actual rescue is from the video channel of Wayne Shung. This concludes the short snippet I wanted to share about this news. Now back to this beautiful vegan song, Louder Than Words. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Let's go out with Peace is the Way by Charity and the Jam Band. This song is from their album, The Vegan Album. Join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Peace begins with animal liberation. As we sow, we reap. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.
Peace is a choice we make with every step we